us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, to another episode of Words of Inspiration. And today we're going to discuss a topic that I don't think we spend enough time discussing, and it is you. Our subject is the inner me. The scriptural inspiration comes from Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 18, which reads, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." As I mentioned in our discussion on Sunday, our flesh can get us into more trouble than Satan because it knows what we like and what we want. Also, when you gave your life to Christ, it was spiritual. The transformation of your flesh is a daily battle. One of the keys is the concept of immersion. Your subconscious runs 90% of what you do. If you don't believe me, has there ever been a time when you pulled up in front of your home and couldn't remember the ride home? Or have you had something in your hand and it slipped, but before it fell to the ground, you caught it? That is your subconscious. But unfortunately, your subconscious does not have a filter. It behaves based on information it is given. Your environment and what you think move from your head to your heart to your subconscious. And when it gets into the subconscious, it becomes who you are. That is why the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 to 24, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips." When a person comes to faith in Christ, they are considered to be born again, receiving a new nature that is oriented toward God and His righteousness. This new nature desires to obey God's law and live according to His will. However, the old nature, influenced by sin, does not simply vanish. It coexists with the new nature, leading to an internal conflict. The Apostle Paul describes this experience vividly in Romans 7, verses 15 through 25, where he talks about the frustrating experience of doing the evil that he does not want to do, rather than the good he wishes to do. This passage highlights the distressing reality of the believer's dual nature. This ongoing struggle is part of the process of sanctification, the gradual growth in holiness and becoming more Christ-like. Sanctification involves daily decisions to yield to the Spirit's leadership rather than to the impulses of the sin nature. It is a lifelong process that requires vigilance, prayer, and regular engagement with God's Word. Each choice either strengthens the believer's spiritual resolve or gives in to sin nature, affecting spiritual growth and maturity. I've heard many pastors use the expression, eat the word, which means to consume it as if it were your daily bread. And I want to add to that, you are what you eat. Every aspect of your surroundings, from the physical settings to social interaction, influences your subconscious, continually feeding it with information that molds beliefs, habits, and perceptions. For example, a person raised in a nurturing and supportive family is likely to develop a subconscious belief in their own worth and potential, which can lead to higher self-esteem and confidence. Conversely, an environment characterized by criticism and negativity can implant subconscious beliefs of inadequacy and fear of failure. For Christians, overcoming the sin nature to live a life of holiness is a fundamental aspect of our Christian journey. This process is anchored in the transformative power of the Holy Spirit and the practice of spiritual discipline. According to biblical teachings, particularly those found in the New Testament, the first steps toward overcoming sin is through faith in Jesus Christ, who provides forgiveness and indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit then plays a crucial role in sanctification, which is the process of being made holy. This is not an instantaneous occurrence, but a progressive journey of becoming more like Christ. Believers are called to walk by the Spirit in Galatians 5:16, which involves daily submitting to the Spirit's guidance and relying on His power to resist sinful desires. As we grow in our relationship with God through regular prayer, meditation on the Scripture, and fellowship with other believers, they cultivate the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all of which are essential qualities for a holy life. One of the most important things to remember is the ability to walk by the Spirit is to have a relationship that allows you to know His voice over your flesh. If you are uncertain about an urging, ask if it aligns with the Word of God. Of course, you would have to know the Word of God for that to be applicable. Studying and meditating on the Word is a sure way to be able to identify worldly thoughts and desires. Brothers and sisters, living a life of holiness requires intentional action to avoid circumstances that lead to sin and to engage in behaviors that promote spiritual growth. This practical aspect of sanctification involves both avoiding sin and doing good. We are encouraged to put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18, which symbolizes various spiritual defenses such as truth, righteousness, and faith that protects against spiritual deception and temptation. Regular involvement in a community of faith provides accountability, which is crucial for maintaining spiritual health and growth. Moreover, acts of service and love not only benefit others, but also reinforce the believer's commitment to God's command and the pursuit of holiness. Through these combined efforts of depending on the Holy Spirit, practicing spiritual discipline, and actively participating in a faith community, we can progressively overcome our sin nature and live out the holiness that reflects our identity in Christ. I thank you for joining me once again, and I look forward to our conversations next week. Until then, God bless. I've wandered far away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care.
Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.
Come in home, come in.